and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today it's Friday, and that means it's Listener Question Day. But this being our first Friday, I'm actually going to cheat and just take a question that came across to my personal Twitter from Adam H. PFalcon83 on Twitter, who, if you are in the Malfoy scene, will know from the Cheated Fates podcast. And he asks, what is the UK obsession with rankings? Now, this is obviously about Malifaux. But, you know, we have rankings for pretty much every other game system as well. So, it seemed like a good discussion. I'll say straight off, I'm not sure that we are obsessed. But they do provide an interesting backdrop and chat to various conversations. So, what are rankings? Well, they're provided by Rankings HQ, which you can find at rankingshq.com. And basically, you sign up for Rankings HQ, and then when you go to events, if it's a ranked event, you tell them your membership number, and when they submit the rankings into the system, or, you know, the results of the tournament into the system, then you get some points assigned to you, and those points get totaled up, and that gives you a rankings position. Now, what we have been discussing in the UK with regards to Malifaux is changing the criteria for how those points get added up. Currently, Malifaux operates a best three results system, and a tournament of 20 players or more is required to get the maximum ranking points, which is 100 for the winner. So if you have it, the way it works is, if you have exactly 20 players at this tournament, the winner would get 100 ranking points, the person in second would get 95 ranking points, all the way on down to the wooden spoon winner, which always used to be me, who'd get 5 ranking points. If a tournament has slightly less players, then there is a proportional reduction in the top score and all the way down. If it has slightly more, the top score remains at 100, but everyone else gets more. So coming fifth at a 26-man event would score you more rankings points than coming fifth at a 20-man event. And what that leads to is, as tournaments get bigger, is that you get congestion of points, and so points for a tournament where you finish lower down can actually be higher than points for a tournament where you finish higher up. So the UK scene has been proposing a change to the Malifaux rankings, where it now becomes 4 tournaments are your qualifying scores rather than the 3 that we have at the moment, and a change in the number of people a tournament has to require to get the maximum 100 points. There's a thread over on the Weird Forums if you're interested in the Europe section of the tournament piece, and it's sort of currently circling around 28 being a sensible number to get the maximum amount of points. And what this does is it will hopefully ease some of that congestion at the top score. And the reason this congestion is coming about is really good news. It's because Malifaux is taking off as a game and becoming more and more popular. When I started nearly 2 years ago, there would be one tournament every 3 months, and tournaments would have 8 to 12 participants. If we look at the last 2 tournaments that have run, Joel Foe had over 30 players. Isle of Foe, which was a brand new tournament, stuck sort of in the middle of nowhere, I mean, even more in the middle of nowhere than Norfolk, still had 29 players. That's a big event for a supposedly niche, I hope you got the air quotes there, game system. And the number of events that are being held is also picking up massively. So in February, we have 3 events running. There is Vapor on the 2nd, there is Lost Love 2 on the 9th, and then there's 3 days of events at SmogCon at the end of the month. you know, you can play a lot of Malifaux around the country now. And it's geographically distributed around the UK. David Kerr Smith and his team are back to running regular tournaments in their venue in Livingston, where Wales seems to be lacking some events at the moment, but I know that Don Westmanland of the Bay Broadcast is working on sorting that out. And over in Ireland, we've got Paddyfoe next month, and plans to have other tournaments as well. So the scene is really picking up, and the amount of tournaments is really picking up. So what use is rankings? The answer is they don't have one. It's a system so that you can josh with your mates in the pub and you can go, "Tuh, you're only 50th in the rankings, you loser." And your mate goes, back at you. And makes silly things like, "My New Year's resolution is to get into the top 50. And then sort of wooden spoon at the first event that they go to. Not pointing any fingers at all at anyone. And that's really it. It really is a pure bragging thing. So, I mean, in the UK for Malifaux, the only benefit of a highly ranked position is that once a year you get invited to a free tournament, the UK Masters, which we talked about on an earlier episode, and save yourself £15 tournament entrance fee to go and play some games. That's it. That's what you get. There's no millions of dollars of prize money or anything. You get to go to a tournament. But more importantly, you get to say, "Well, you know, I'm 11th in the rankings. Where are you?" And that's what makes it fun. Now, for me, this has been a 360 degree turnaround. 360? That would mean I was facing the same way as I was before, wasn't it? No. A 180 degree turnaround on my position in the rankings. When rankings were first introduced to the UK, when Rankings HQ first came along, I was concerned, I suppose is the right word, that it would lead to not necessarily more competition, but more people being that guy. You know, the guy at tournaments who pushes it just a little bit too hard, who nudges their models forward slightly, who seems to forget, what, that was a detrimental rule to me. You know, that guy. To get rankings points. And fortunately, it didn't seem to happen. And when rankings were introduced to Malifaux, there were similar concerns that it was going to make a friendly scene more competitive, and that people would be going, "I must win to get my rankings points." And what has actually happened is actually completely the opposite. The Malifaux scene in the UK is the friendliest gaming scene I have ever played in 30 years of gaming. No one gets on the tabletop and goes, "Right, if I win this game, then I will move up my rankings points, so therefore I am going to be a right dick." Just doesn't happen. No one cares. The fun of the rankings comes in at the end when you're working out who's won a tournament and you're going, "Right, well, that'll net me that point, so I'm going above, I'm above you now, ha ha!" So, the latest tournament. So I'm currently the highest ranked member of our Malifaux group, the Tractor Massive. Scott Porter, very good player, won the Isle of Foe event. He's a member of the Tractor Massive. And he was going, "Okay, so I've got 100 points for this." And he was trying to calculate whether he would catch me up. And in reality, he's just behind me by fractions of a point. And that was it. That was the sum of it. It was just a piece of fun that we were going, is Scott going to become the top ranked Tractor Massive player, etc., etc. And we, you know, we do other things at tournaments as well. I mean, the Tractor Massive have been discussing that the person who comes the lowest at a tournament in any game system has to wear the Tractor Massive badge of shame, which is a big shiny plastic tractor on a piece of ribbon, and they have to wear it round their necks. And it's just, you know, joshing that you do with your mates. I know Conrad's club, Tainlawn, do the same thing. If I think it's, you have to have three members go to an event to qualify. And then you pick up the Tainlawn wooden spoon, and you are the proud holder of the Tainlawn wooden spoon until the next event comes along. And it's, you know, it's just mates larking about. And that's what the rankings are there to do. The other interesting thing about rankings is if you talk to someone who doesn't know anything about the rankings and you say, who are the best players around? They'll tell you a set of names. You look at the rankings and that's the same set of names. So everyone in the country knows, or everyone in the country, yes, all 60 million people in the UK know. No, everyone in the Malifaux scene knows that people like Joel, people like James, people like Ant Holt, even our new master Craig, are really, really good players. And they're the players that you have to beat if you're going to want to win events. You don't need a ranking system to tell you that. It's just, you know, a bit of record keeping and a bit of fun. So, that's it. There's no real obsession other than it gives you some bragging rights and, you know, you want to say to your mate, have you seen? Have you seen? Look, I'm top 16. So, that's it. So, hopefully, Adam, that helps you answer your question. So slightly shorter episode, but I hate doing these solo episodes. They are so hard to do. You have no idea how hard it is to just sit and talk for like 15 minutes. I don't know how good podcasters like, you know, Ben Curry, etc. do it, but we shall persevere. So I've been Mike and we'll see you next time. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.